Once again, alas, we come to another First Friday. Alas, because the weeks and the months and the years pass, and before you know it, we will not be here. But nevertheless, we still are. And so we give thanks to God for the fact that He has allowed us to live to this new day, to this new month, this month of September, dedicated to the sorrowful mother and to St. Michael and all the angels and archangels, to the nine choirs of angels. But this day, the first Friday of this month, as our Lord requested and commanded to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque so long ago, is dedicated to His Most Sacred Heart. And of course, the Mass of the Sacred Heart, which we use today, is filled with references to His Sacred Heart. The infinite goodness and the riches and the depths and the heights and the width of His love, of His immensity, because His Sacred Heart is the Sacred Heart of the Son of God. And then, of course, we also remember that our Lord has requested for us to do these devotions and in order for us to receive graces. But we need to want to get the graces in order to get the graces. In addition, one of the things that He asked for to St. Margaret Mary was reparation for sins. And of course, each of us has his or her own load, some bigger, some smaller. But the sins of mankind and the sins of those who are members of the church are an infinity. And only His infinite heart, full of love and mercy, can totally and completely erase them. But we also need to want to have them erased. In addition, of course, we honor Him as He has requested. His biggest request and concern when He revealed in modern times, because this goes back to the gospel, this is nothing new. There's nothing new in the church. It all goes back to the gospel. But things are revealed in a new way so that we may understand it better in a new way. And so His main concern at the time, in the midst of the 1600s, was the indifference of men. How many men are indifferent to Him in every way, in every shape? And we say this and we say that, but we do nothing. We act like ants and cockroaches that have no soul and that have no relationship with God except that He created them in one way or another. So we need to have a relationship with God. It was not the Protestants, because they're heretics, first of all, because they left the church, second, that invented the fact that we must have a personal relationship with God, with our Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Blessed Mother. It was Jesus Christ. It was the apostles who first mentioned this in one way or another. The vocabulary may change, but the reality is the same. And so today is another opportunity, another day, another month, in which and during which we can exercise this necessity of our being. Because this important personal relationship with Christ is as important to us as the air we breathe. It's as important to us as the food we eat and the water we drink. And so let us unite ourselves to His Most Sacred Heart, as the Blessed Mother did, as the saints did. That is what made them saints. That is what made them great, that they were imbued completely with the life, with the fullness of Christ. So too, we on this day, as we make reparation to the most holy and most sacred heart of Jesus, seek to imbue ourselves with Him to rid ourselves of all sin, of all imperfections, and to live the Catholic life to the fullest. And that is truly the spirit of the First Fridays and of that which Christ our Lord has commanded and requested of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.